On Monday, when we got the latest dam figures, I did my little back of the envelope calculation, looking at how many megalitres of water are left, taking away the 10%, which is unusable for us, and then dividing, remembering that Cape Town gets 40% of the water from these six dams, 20% going to evaporation, 40% going to agriculture and other municipalities. So dividing what was left by 582 megalitres, which is the average for the previous 7 days, and I came up with 165 days to day zero, which is sort of end of April, early May. Now, the city obviously uses perhaps a more sophisticated calculation, but it comes out roughly similar, because the mayor, Patricia Lille, announcing earlier today that day zero, as it is called, can now be located at the 13th of May. The mayor is on the line to us now. Patricia, good afternoon.
Oh, well done, John. We're all becoming water experts, eh?
This is true. A couple of people have suggested, and I wonder whether you think it is a risk, that you made a mistake by extending, say, don't worry, the situation is not so bad, we've got until the 13th of May, suggesting that some people might now relax their water-saving efforts.
Well, we have to tell the truth at all times, and we have to report more frequently our plans and our preparedness plans to the people of Cape Town. So, in fact, that is not the case, because if you look towards the end of May 2018, and if we go into another winter with no rain, we're not out of the woods. We're still going to be in here for a long time to come until we work together. But in October, I said that if consumption is not reduced to 500 million litres of water per day, and every Capetonian uses more than 87 litres of water per day, we were looking at about March 2018. And that's why I was pleased today to announce that this day zero is now shifted to the 13th of May. And I've also explained why. It is because, one, thanks to all Capetonians, we have reduced our consumption, we've reduced the demand. The city also brought on additional supply lines, especially the one at Martino Reservoir, the Atlantis Aquifer. We've got seven projects that are still running. But we are now at a stage where we can say, with the additional water that we brought on and the savings of Capetonians, we've been able to push day zero back to the 13th of May 2018.
It is a fluid date. It's got to be. We don't know exactly how hot and how windy the summer is going to be, so we don't know what the evaporation level is going to be. And I suspect that consumption might go up rather than go down closer to the 500. I mean, I don't know, but isn't there a sense that people use more water in summer than they do in winter, because in winter, at least some of the time, water is falling from the sky?
Well, John, we've calculated to keep essential services and vital industries in our city running, that at 13.5% dam storage, if we reach that 13.5 day dam storage, taking all the variables in consideration, you know, the evaporation and all of that, and people using more water when it's warmer day, As when we reach that dam storage, that the city will then turn off almost all taps. And this is what we call day zero.
Yeah.
And then we also are saying that some key areas we need to prioritize that must stay connected. For instance, like the majority of the densely populated informal settlements, because there's critical infrastructure, the population density, and there's also a risk of profile for disease outbreak and fires. And then on day zero, we explain to Cape Townians today, and we show them that we are prepared to deal with that day. So we will be establishing 200 collection sites across the city. And the plan is that
where are you going to get the water? Where are you going to get the water from, Patricia? And do you know whether there is a fleet of tankers sufficiently large enough to bring that water from wherever you're going to source it to those 200 collection points?
Well, I'll get to that answer now, John. We will have water available from our augmentation scheme, because as we move on towards May, we're bringing on additional water resources. And the additional water resources, like the springs are up here in Orangeburg, we are now pulling 2 million liters of water per day from there. So there will be collection points where we will be able to get water from. And we will make sure that the sites that we've identified will be close to those water points. Now, we wanted to show people today what a site looks like, where we will have the fencing for people to queue. We're looking at setting up a special place for people with disabilities and the elderly. And also, at every tap, we will have hand sanitizers so people can sanitize their hands before they take their water away. And the site will operate for 24 hours, 7 days a week. So today was, we wanted to show that we are ready should day zero come. But John, I do believe that day zero can be avoided. Capetonians have done amazing work to save water. Most residents.
But can I interrupt? Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt, but yes. you've used the percentages a couple of times in the last week or so.
Yes.
Thanks very much to the 51% of Capetonians who are saving water. And that's almost half of Capetonians are not. And I know that you are installing water demand, water management devices at homes that do go above it. And I'm sure that you're accelerating the rollout. But it still leaves a very, very high number of households, several hundred thousand households, that are using too much water. So there's a disturbingly low level of collaboration, I would argue, given that 49% aren't saving.
Yes. Well, when we've done the recalculation today again, John, what was left out of that announcement was that the 51% that was saving fell within the category of people that are using 10.5 liters per day, or it's a special range that we have got that 51 there. Now, we will be issuing a statement tomorrow. I'm glad that you raised it, because I also raised it this morning, because I want to identify exactly where the 51% is. And then we found out that this 51% is within a certain category. But what I will do tomorrow, John, I will send you the correct figures. We will send it
thank
on.
Thank you.
Because it did create some confusion, and thank you for raising it with us.
Well, we will share that information with our listeners tomorrow then. Thank you very much to Patricia Liddell, the Executive Mayor of the City of Cape Town.